USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt in the Denver area is over after a Florida woman obsessed with the Columbine High School shootings is dead. The Jefferson County Sheriff says 18-year-old Sol Pais committed suicide back in her hometown of Surfside, Florida. Police Chief Julio Yero relayed a message from her family.
I would like to express the family's grief for the situation. They are actually grateful that no one else is hurt.
During a White House event on Wednesday, President Trump says the U.S. economy is booming.
We're by far the biggest economy in the world. We weren't. When I first came, it was heading in the wrong direction, and now we're in the right direction.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. Stocks were down 3 points to close at 26,449, and a judge is blocking the release of a surveillance video of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft at a Florida spa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Spring has sprung, finally, and it's time to want to spruce things up a little bit around the house, or even more so. So, Tara, welcome to the program. What's your top spring spruce up tip?
Well, with spring comes warmer temperatures, of course, which means more outdoor activities that can lead to stains. So my top tip is spruce up your laundry process so you can get out, get active, and really focus on doing what you love this season. Consider Maytag's new front-load washer and dryer with an extra power button to help tackle some of spring's stains. And as most parents know, some stains dissolve better in hot water and others in cold. But with the push of the extra power button, you can fight both in a single load. And the extra power button on the dryer helps prevent under-drying of our clothes by getting those thick fabrics, you know, the pockets and the seams, drier the first time. It helps take the guesswork out of doing the laundry, which I think so many of us can benefit from. BetterStuffForLife.com. All one word, BetterStuffForLife.com.
Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols is declaring a state of emergency because the volunteer organizations don't have enough room to handle all the illegal aliens crossing the border seeking asylum.
We have already signed the emergency proclamation to declare that there is an imminent threat on having too many migrant releases into our community.
The Trump administration has a message for Cuba, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is signaling it may start tightening the screws on Cuba again following the Obama administration's normalization of relations with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says since then, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse.
We see clearly that the regime's repression of its own people and its unrepentant exportation of tyranny in the region has only gotten worse, because dictators perceive appeasement as weakness, not strength.
As of yet, no reaction from Cuba after Pompeo's comments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
After the new patriotic red, white, and blue logo on the Laguna Beach police vehicles became a topic of national debate this week, the Laguna Beach City Council ruled on Tuesday that the graphic will remain in place. Mayor Pro Tem Steve Dickrow joins Fox News to talk about why the logo was changed in the first place.
We were changing the colors of the car because previously it was all white with some very pretty blue background. We felt that that was not good for safety, and our police department was adamant about this. They've been asking us to make this change to the vehicles for about 7 years now. And so they brought it to our attention again. We voted to do that. When we did that, the graphic that shows the colors of the flag spelling out police were not very bright in the graphic we saw. And when it was put onto the vehicle itself, it was much brighter. Mm-hmm. And so when we voted for it, it was decided afterwards that technically we may not have voted for what is on the side of the car. That's why it had to be brought back to us again last night, effectively to reaffirm our prior action.
Now, some were saying the logos were too patriotic and also confused some of the tourists when visiting Laguna Beach. The mayor pro tem says regarding the complaints,
there are always going to be some percentage of people that are going to be against what we were doing. And so it really was not surprising.
Please remember, you can always find us online at USA Radio and follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.